Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is Bellis perennis, or daisy. This plant is usually used in a diluted, homeopathic form, which gives any plant a more specific, deeper action than if the plant were not diluted in this way. A 30C potency of a remedy has been diluted 30 times, one part of the preceding remedy to 99 parts water. You can start to see how dilute this is when you understand a 3C dilution is one part in a million, and that's only been diluted 3 times. Each time a remedy is diluted, however, it's also shaken in a special way, a process called succussion. This seems to release the healing power in a homeopathic remedy. It's definitely more than just diluting something. You're not going to make a homeopathic remedy by dumping a cup of herbal tincture in a swimming pool. Yet that's the equivalent of the previously mentioned 3C dilution. So what do we use Bellis perennis for? Since this plant is in the Compositae family, like arnica, chamomile, and calendula, it's especially good for injury or the effects of wounds. It turns out Bellis has a reputation for helping with the healing of bruises, similar to arnica. If you give arnica as a first aid remedy for bruising, and it doesn't seem to help, you can try Bellis, especially for a wound of the abdomen, or even a bruise from the past that hasn't healed well. Indeed, some homeopaths suggest Bellis perennis is a less acute remedy than the first aid action of arnica. That is, while a person needing arnica may be in a state of shock after an injury, someone needing Bellis perennis may have developed a tumor at the injury site, or be in a mental state of trying to control the injury. In this case, there may be a history of many injuries with a theme of control by the patient underlying this. Well, thanks for listening to another Nature's Remedies. This was Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.